Good morning. My name is Sunita Aldrin, and I've been coming to Hillview with my family for the past 22 years. I would like to convey my gratitude to Jesus and to Hillview for the opportunity to participate in STEP at this age. If you're wondering why an older woman has enrolled in STEP when 99% of the students are less than half my age, here's why. I'm at a point in my life where my spiritual goals speak more loudly than ever before. As my physical body is slowing down, the Lord has laid a burden on my heart regarding the Great Commission and to know Him more and make Him known and learn how to be a more effective disciple for the Lord wherever He places me. I want to share with you all today how the Lord saved me and how I entered into a personal relationship with Him and how His word guided me, especially regarding my marriage. I was born in a nominal Christian family, and I was the youngest of four. My parents and siblings were doctors, but I chose to be an engineer. I didn't know why, but as I look back, God did have a plan. For my graduate studies, I moved to a different city, Chennai. This was a very difficult move, as it was the first time I was alone by myself in the dorm. I was very homesick and missed my family a lot, but the Lord blessed me with the most loving and caring friends who were believers. It was here that I met my best friend, Santoshwani, who was always joyful. She was always smiling and reflected Christ-like love in a very practical way. She was always ready to help anyone, no matter the time of the day, even before a final. For example, on a rainy day, when the streets were muddy, she picked up a leprous beggar from the street in her arms and paid a driver to take him to the Sisters of Charity home run by Mother Teresa. I was completely amazed by her selfless attitude and how different she was from the rest. She bought food for beggars on the street and told them about Jesus. She was the one who invited me to the girls' Bible study in the dorm. So the study was run by Evangelical Union, EU, which was similar to SaltWorks, where I heard the gospel for the first time. When we started studying the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29, that says, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." I did not understand what that meant, so I asked the teacher. She connected the dots of the Old Testament with Jesus' perfect sacrifice on the cross to redeem me, a sinner destined for death, for our sins. Prior to that, I thought they were just disconnected Bible stories. So it was in this study, by God's grace, He made me understand why He was called the Lamb of God and why the Son of God came to the earth to die, to be the substitute in my place, to take away my sin, as it says in Titus 3:5. He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to His mercy by the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit. I had accepted the Lord as my personal Savior at the dawn then, and for the first time, the Bible was the living word to me. It was so real, and it still is, and each day He was talking to me directly through His word. Each day's portion was apt for that day, guiding and helping me to grow as His child. I got baptized years later in Santa Clara after being convicted by Acts 2:38, "Repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ." So Bindu's sister, the sister from EU who taught Bible study at the hostel, also encouraged us girls that praying for our future husbands was very important. Santosha and myself once discussed this, and she asked me what I looked for in a husband. I told her jokingly that he should be, one, a born-again believer, two, 6 feet tall, and three, a computer engineer. She said she will pray for me, and I started praying too. After studies, Mumbai was where the Lord blessed me with my first job. It was like the New York of India, very crowded, and life was completely different from the sheltered campus life at Chennai, and I wanted to leave immediately and move to Bangalore since my mom was working there. But my mom reminded me to pray for His will and to bloom where I was planted. Even though it was tough in Mumbai with the tough situations at work and living in a crowded one-bedroom apartment that I was sharing with four other girls. At Mumbai, the Lord led me to Youth for Christ Bible study, being held in my same apartment complex. It was held at Uncle David's home, and it was such a blessed time to learn His word and apply the truths in my life. The Davids invited me to their church, Open Bible Fellowship, and even introduced me as their daughter there, which was very encouraging. I finally started to like working in a big city and got adjusted, but then, as Deuteronomy 32:11 says, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them aloft, the Lord did stir up my nest. Regarding marriage, I had still been praying, and the verse that the Lord spoke to me was Ecclesiastes 3:11. In his time, he makes all things beautiful. The Lord brought a proposal to my parents, but being the youngest of four, with only one older sister married by then, I said no. In India, the oldest always gets married first. But Mrs. David reminded me that I should pray and trust in God's timing and counsel that she too got married before her older sister. And out of obedience to my father and the Lord, I had said yes. It was a huge step of faith as we never met in person, but we had emailed each other and talked over the phone two times. That day was a Sunday, and when we were entering the church, I could see the congregation standing and singing the hymn, "In His Time, He Makes All Things Beautiful." It was then that I was blessed with peace regarding the decision of marrying this completely new stranger whom I had never met. But it was an exact answer to prayer. Sam Aldrin, with whom my wedding was arranged by my parents, was a born-again believer, exactly 6 feet tall, and a computer engineer. So the Lord continues to teach me and mold me after my wedding. And by God's grace, we celebrated 25 years of marriage this year. And I praise God for his continued faithfulness in our lives. Also, one of Sam's criteria was not to marry a doctor. So in spite of seeing his hand in so many of my areas of my life so clearly, I was initially hit hard with disappointment and depression in the first couple of years, with no kids and no job, especially as a family would keep on asking us about these things. Having a job and children were of high importance to families back in India. I was starting to believe in Satan's lies, that I wasn't worthy enough and I wasn't good for anything. But the Lord graciously brought me out of that pit again by his love and his promises in his word. I had experienced his fatherly love through the verse Isaiah 43:2, which says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." I was overwhelmed by his love, that he loved me so much and knew my name, and he even knew the number of hairs on my head, as Luke 12:7 says. He made me realize his unconditional love towards me. I had prayed to my father to open my womb, and he did the next month, praise the Lord. He blessed us with two precious gifts from above, Anna and Shireen. And as 3 John verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than this, than to hear of my children walking in the truth." Over these 27 years as a believer, I have experienced the love of God through the highs and lows by his promises in his living word. He keeps reassuring me that whatever happens, it is for my good, and that he is sovereign and is in control of both the big and little things in my life. As it says in Romans 8:28, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose." He has also blessed me with godly friends, godly sisters and brothers who are now closer than my own family, who help, encourage and correct me in my walk with the Lord. Through all the trials of life, he's still working in me and through me at home, church, and work to make me be who he wants me to be. So after the Lord saved me, I have found joy, peace, blessings from him, and continue to taste his goodness as my loving father. May I leave you with this verse. "Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." Romans 15:13. Praise the Lord.